At least 65 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's heavy shelling of Gaza's eastern Shajaiya district. Hundreds more have been wounded in the attack, appearing to be the heaviest since Israel launched its offensive on July the 8th. Thousands of people are fleeing the area. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has strongly condemned Israeli crimes against innocent women and children in the Gaza Strip. Rouhani has criticized the international community's silence on these crimes. He said the appalling massacre of Palestinian families in Gaza cannot be tolerated under any circumstances. Anti-Israeli sentiment is rising around the world amid Tel Aviv's atrocities against Palestinians. Protesters have burned the U.S. and Israeli flags in front of the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. Also, people rallied in Australia, Chile, Turkey, and even in two Israeli cities, calling for an end to Israeli attacks. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has eliminated its most sensitive stockpile of enriched uranium gas. This under an interim nuclear deal signed by Tehran and the P5+1 in November. The two sides have agreed to extend the negotiations for 4 months to reach a final deal. At least three people have been killed as Libya's main international airport has once again come under heavy mortar attack. Officials say the pair was killed when a stray of rockets hit houses in the airport's vicinity. The airport has been closed since last Sunday when fighting erupted between rival armed groups. And the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Russia of providing militiamen with weapons used to shoot down a Malaysia airline over Ukraine. He says the militia shot down about 12 aircraft over the past month. Pro-Russia forces say they've found objects very similar to the plane's black boxes.